Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The head, and he tries to hurt these people. But it's still within the framework of the game, right? Even though you're not supposed to do that. This is outside the framework of the game. It says you can't take your helmet off. Once you take your helmet off and then you use it as a weapon to crack somebody over the head, then all bets are off. You're outside football rule book, I would believe. All right, to the phone calls we go. Let's get reaction. Jason's in a car. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
what's
Jason?
Up?
Right. Listen, I wanted to talk about the Myles Garrett.
Okay.
And so I thought I looked at it a little bit differently. One of the things I looked at was that when he swung on his helmet, he has an opportunity. When he swung with his helmet, he had the opportunity to recant how hard he was going to hit Mason Rudolph. And what it looked like to me was he didn't come through with the full power that he could have came through with. Why do I say that? Because Mason Rudolph had no reaction to the hit. He just put his hands up like, throw a flag for that. Now, I don't know about you. I have cabinets in my house, and I've, like, bumped the corner of my head.
Oh, come
and
on.
I sit there for 12 minutes going,
oh, come
he
on.
Had
come on.
No
come on.
Reaction to it.
But, Jason, because it was the bottom of the helmet, so it mm-hmm. probably hurt him, but it didn't knock him out. But look at the action. Forget about
right.
Forget about the result. Look at the mm-hmm. action. If he hits him with the crown of the helmet on the top of his
yep.
head, he could have
right.
killed him. Correct, Jason?
That right. That
okay.
is an if scenario.
No. We're not going to go by the result. You shouldn't go by
yeah,
the result.
Yeah, but Jason, you really believe that you know he didn't swing the helmet all that hard? Like actually held up?
I don't. I think the guy is 6'5", 260, 270. If he swings that helmet with all the force that he could have swung at it, Mason Rudolph is absolutely
knocked out. Oh, if DeCastro wasn't in between him and having him to do it over him and pushing him backwards,
right.
he probably would have had that force.
Right.
So he still swung it as hard as he could. He just had another old lineman in front of him.
I think he hit it hard. There's no question.
I think he hit him as hard as he could.
I agree.
Now, was it hard? That's all up to your own interpretation, but did he swing it as hard as he could? Yes.
I don't think you can look at it.
And I got a big body over in front of me, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Go DeCastro,
so I'm just
it's
saying.
Hard.
So I got to go over DeCastro, but he swung it as hard as he could. He just had to go over and through a big body to get to him.
Usually it's, just 1 second, you grab the next one. Usually it's hard to judge intent, but can we say that he was trying to hit him on the head?
Yes.
Do you think he was trying to hit him on the shoulder?
No.
Maybe the wrist.
No.
Hey, I'm going to get his pinky.
He lost.
I don't want to be able to throw.
He lost his mind, and he wanted to murder somebody, kill somebody.
Temporary insanity.
And so you've got to look at what the intent was, and you can't look at the result. We've already talked about the result. There's no question. If Rudolph was really seriously hurt, people would look at this even in a different light. But you've got to look at what the intent was. Rick wants to talk about intent. He's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, let's say hypothetically, he swung that helmet, and he did kill him right there, right on the field. Because the guys on the morning show this morning were saying, the law has no place in a football game. It's a separate entity. You know, you can't hold someone accountable for something like that in a football game because things happen in a football game.
Is that Larry the lawyer?
No, it wasn't Larry. Supposing the guy had bleeding on the brain overnight and never woke up this morning.
Yep.
Should he be charged criminally? I absolutely think so.
It'd be viewed differently. There's no question. And he could have very easily done it. You can't tell me that Myles Garrett was purposely looking at the helmet saying, okay, I'm going to hit him on the underside. There's a little bit of padding there. So if I hit him, I'll knock him around a little bit, but I won't really hurt him. No! It just happened that he completed the swing, and that's where the helmet hit Rudolph's head, not the crown of the helmet.
Back to Christian's intent argument, and it's a good one because we've seen it. A lot of times we sat there and said, you know what, it's just an unfortunate circumstance or whatever might have happened. You know, maybe, you know, they're playing the game and someone got seriously injured.
Yeah.
And you sit there and say, oh, Jesus, it was the guy trying to cripple him? Or was the guy trying to do this, trying to do that? Or was he playing the game? And, you know, helmet to helmet, any wide receiver. We see it in the league right now, it's 15 yards. Well, if the guy doesn't wake up, okay, you know, you're suspended. You know, if he's in a hospital and he's concussed and he's out, they're going to suspend you. So it's like, we're basing it on the injury. You know, I don't think the intent was there. With this, it's the other side. It's flip-flopped. We actually see the intent. You know, luckily, we're not basing it off an injury because there isn't one. But you can actually see the intent is there. So yeah. It's like role reversal of the way a lot of times how this thing is usually judged. But we know exactly what he's trying to do. He's trying to hit him over the head with his helmet.
Now we do, but Max Kellerman, I think, missed that. Charles is in Boston. Hello, Charles.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Terrific.
Well, this is the thing. Everybody's looking at this from what happened at the end. I want you to take another look at the film from when Myles Garrett grabs him and takes him to the ground.
Right.
While they're on the ground.
Go ahead.
While they're on the ground, the quarterback tries to reach behind Myles Garrett's helmet and pull it off. When he couldn't do that, then he grabbed the face mask as Myles Garrett was trying to stand up. Right. That's when Myles Garrett grabbed the quarterback's helmet. Now, I'm not justifying what happened after that, but no one's really mentioned the fact that the quarterback grabbed Myles Garrett's helmet face mask first.
Okay, let's go through that, because you're right. Let's go through that, and let's go through the start. So he releases the pass, okay, unloaded the pass. The ball's out of his hands. The rules in the National Football League is once that happens, you can't go and pound on the quarterback. Quarterbacks are protected, right? Maybe they should wear pink shirts. Okay, let me finish.
Before you go, there's one more point I have to make with what you just said. He did grab him, but you have to look at the position that Myles Garrett was in at the time the quarterback released the ball.
Okay.
He couldn't see.
No, okay, let me play something for you quick, because Adam Schefter talked about this part of the scuffle that you're discussing.
We now will have to hear from Mason Rudolph whether he decides to file charges. It was said this morning by his agent that he still was determining what course of action he will take, but we have the football fallout.
No, that's not it. Number 42.
Number 42? Let's go number 42. I'm ready for him.
All right, whatever. Anyways.
All right, let's wait there. I want to get back to Charles anyway. So, Charles, I hear what you're saying, but I totally disagree on what was going on there. So, Rudolph releases the pass, okay? Then he gets hit by Garrett. They go to the ground, okay? They flip positions. At that point, you're supposed to let the quarterback go. How many times have we seen Tom Brady when somebody's got him? You look at it, and Garrett has his arms around him, grabbing him, and not letting him go. Rudolph was doing, because this is a big dude, he's trying to get the guy off of him.
This is what Schefter had to say about the reasons why, maybe from what he understood, that Rudolph was grabbing at Garrett's helmet.
There are people who do blame Mason Rudolph, and there are people who don't. I don't know what's right and what's wrong. I know I had somebody mention to me that Mason Rudolph's hand was caught in Myles Garrett's helmet, and that's what happened. He couldn't get his finger out of the face mask. Now, is that true? Is that not true? Somebody mentioned that to me within the last 5 or 6 hours, and again, the league made the determination that in this particular case, Mason Rudolph was not at fault. We see 3 different players disciplined here, fines, suspensions. We don't see Mason Rudolph on the list. The NFL made the determination that in its judgment, it did not believe that Mason Rudolph instigated the fight or deserved discipline in the fight.
So, Charles, when you see that replay again, and I'm with you, you see it because I heard this beforehand, his left hand seems to be, you know, in the face mask of Myles Garrett while they're on the ground. And it's his right hand that he's trying to reach. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just one reason.
Why isn't somebody saying that, one of the participants saying that that's what happened? None of these guys are saying that right now, right?
Did he get his hand stuck in his face mask?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
275 pounds, guys.
That, to me, doesn't matter. They were engaged. They were disengaged. From that point on, everyone has the ability to make their decision
based on
new information. And it's almost like the whole fight reset.
No, I would just say with what you saw with Myles Garrett, you know, on the ground with Mason Rudolph, if Garrett then went for his face mask, ripped his helmet off, and chucked it across the field.
Fine.
Say, okay.
Good.
He was trying to take his helmet off on the ground. He took his helmet off, chucked it across the ground.
Yeah, you can't get mine. Right. I ripped yours off and tossed it. He kept it in his hand.
It's no excuse to take your helmet and try to smash the guy over the head who's not wearing the helmet anymore. It's no excuse for that.
Seems like common sense.
I would even when you start fighting, even normal fights, once somebody loses a helmet, the fight usually ends.
All right, here's Rich. Rich is in North Providence. Hello, Rich.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know, hi. You have fines and suspensions. I just heard on the radio that Rudolph is being fined for this as well. You know, it gets to the point as to when do you start talking about and what are the ground rules, and so to speak, what's going to be the method of evaluating whether a person gets expelled or not from the league for conduct like this?
Well, they base everything on an individual basis. They have rules in the rule book. This violates the rule book in that you cannot take a helmet off or take somebody else's helmet off and use it as a weapon, and then they judge each one of these individually. You can't sit there and say, okay, if you hit somebody over the head in a game with a helmet, that's a 3-game suspension. Well, there are different degrees of that. Somebody might have been involved in it. Mm-hmm. They might have nicked the helmet against another body, right? I mean, you can't mm-hmm. just dictate one standard law.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm getting at. It's like, what are the ground rules for expulsion? Like if he does this like 2 or 3 times, then you can get expelled from the league.
That's like a Vontaze Burfict type of situation. Yeah. That's a repeat offender type of situation.
He comes back next year and rips off a quarterback's helmet, and does that next year. Then, yeah, I think now we're starting to get into the category of we got a problem here.
Yeah, but this
6 games wasn't enough.
There has been a little bit of a track record with Myles Garrett. Garrett has been one of the problems. You talked earlier, Christian, about how undisciplined the Browns are and how they're leading the league in penalties. Well, he hasn't had a penalty, I think, in the last 2 games, maybe 3 games, but he was a major problem from them early.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The season, he broke, Simeon, the quarterback, his leg, if you remember. Is that who it was?
No, I don't remember that. That was an egregious late flag.
He was hitting late. That's been his biggest
thing. Go to Ed in the truck real
hitting
quick.
Guys,
I got to go to break. But
Ed's in the truck. Hello,
you bring that up, but this is a good point, too. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I don't think he's necessarily a dirty player. For this situation, I think you can draw a lot of comparison to him and Vontaze Burfict, where Burfict, when he's done this in the past, has never apologized. He came out, said he was embarrassed. And not only that, but the difference being with the hit is that I lost the train of thought.
That's okay. I'll finish it for
call,
you.
Call back
this
later,
was the
Ed.
Same guy like 2-3 weeks ago. Remember the story about how a fan pulled him over
yeah.
and wanted to take a selfie with him and
yeah.
punched him in the face?
Yeah.
and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And the story came out, I said, wow, under control. Showed restraint.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Impressive.
And then 2 weeks later, he's absolutely losing in the football field.
What doesn't make any sense is that they were winning the game.
So 15 seconds left.
They had won the game. The game was over. Okay, they won the game.
So what happened? So he sacks Mason Rudolph late. He lands on top of him. Bad move by him. He's rubbing it in. Mason Rudolph is obviously pissed off. That wasn't necessary. He reacts. Myles Garrett reacts. And then all hell breaks loose. At some point in time, the helmet needs to be dropped to the ground.
Right.
That's what needs to happen.
I think that's a no-brainer. But getting back to this last caller, and that is that trying to compare him to Vontaze Perfect, you can't compare anybody to Vontaze Perfect. He's got a bad rap sheet, of stuff he's done in the past. But don't tell me that this guy has not. He is different off the field. They say he's very quiet, but on the field, he's a monster. He's crazy. And we've seen it with quarterbacks. It's part of the game, okay? Trevor Siemian is the guy who he broke his leg earlier.
He
had major problems earlier this season in the first four or five games hitting quarterbacks late. And people kept on saying, this is an issue. This guy's a great player, terrific player, but he's got to stop this because he's going to get himself in a lot of trouble because they're protecting quarterbacks in this league. All right, 617-779-7937. We bet your reaction coming up next. First hour has been sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.